What would you do if you found yourself face to face with a 500-pound lion in a snow-filled pit? While most would run away, Benaiah, an obscure biblical figure, did the opposite. He chased the lion, leaped into the pit, and emerged victorious. This improbable victory became his defining moment, eventually landing him a position as King David's bodyguard and later commander of Israel's army. What distinguishes lion chasers isn't the absence of fear, but their response to it. When God strategically positions us in the right place at the right time, it often feels terribly wrong. Yet for Benaiah, this deadly encounter became his greatest opportunity. Our greatest regrets won't be our failures, but our inaction, the lions we didn't chase. While religious communities often focus on sins of commission, what not to do, perhaps God is more concerned about sins of omission, what we could have and should have done. True holiness isn't just avoiding wrong, but actively pursuing right. When we lack the courage to chase lions, something profound is lost, not just for us, but for the world that needs our unique courage. God thrives on impossible odds, often waiting until situations become humanly impossible before intervening. Like Benaiah facing a lion, true lion chasers don't dwell on disadvantages. They embrace difficult circumstances, recognizing that impossible odds create the perfect stage for God's miracles. This pattern repeats throughout Scripture. Gideon's army reduced from 32,000 to just 300 before defeating the Midianites. God engineers these scenarios to ensure he alone receives glory. Our limitation is thinking of God in four-dimensional terms when he exists beyond all constraints. What you believe about God is the most important thing about you, as your God picture shapes how you view everything else. Most problems stem from an inadequate understanding of who God is. We diminish God to the size of our biggest problem. With God, there are no degrees of difficulty. Just as Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, in God's economy, 5 plus 2 equals 5,000 with 12 baskets left over. Our minds harbor irrational fears that undermine our potential. While learning is crucial, unlearning these fears is equally vital. Of roughly 2,000 classified fears, psychiatrists believe only 2 are innate: fear of falling and loud noises. Every other fear is learned and can be unlearned. Lion chasers experience the same fears as everyone else, but face them directly. They've unlearned fears of uncertainty, risk, and embarrassment by chasing rather than fleeing them. The cure for fear isn't avoidance, but controlled exposure, similar to allergy treatments. Benaiah's greatest moments were likely his scariest. Facing a lion in a pit was terrifying. This pattern applies universally. Our greatest experiences often coincide with our scariest ones. Like roller coasters that make us feel alive, fear followed by triumph creates our most meaningful stories. The goal isn't eliminating fear, but developing courage to chase lions. Eventually, we must choose between fear and boredom. Lion chasers choose fear. Milton's insight that the mind can make a heaven out of hell, a hell of heaven, reveals the power of perspective. When we reframe circumstances, problems transform into opportunities. Most prayers seek to avoid difficulties, yet these challenges often prepare us for greater things. David's lion encounters weren't unanswered prayers, but preparation for facing Goliath. When imprisoned, beaten, and chained, Paul and Silas chose worship over complaint. Worship means zooming out from problems to refocus on God's goodness, remembering what's right when everything seems wrong. This spiritual recalibration transforms our experience of difficulties. Holocaust survivor Viktor Frankl discovered that prisoners retained one final freedom: choosing their attitude. This internal choice matters more than external circumstances. Our feelings stem from our subjective focus, not objective situations. As Qui-Gon told Anakin, your focus determines your reality. Like astronauts needing gravity's resistance to maintain muscle, we need challenges to grow stronger. People often excel in areas of weakness: art students with optical anomalies, composers with hearing issues. God recycles our pain into ministry. We help others heal where we've been wounded ourselves. Benaiah's lion encounter wasn't planned. It was unexpected. While we read biblical stories knowing the outcome, Benaiah faced genuine uncertainty with countless variables affecting his chances. Lion chasers embrace uncertainty rather than fleeing it, venturing into the unknown because they fear lifelong regrets more than temporary uncertainty. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle in physics parallels spiritual truth. Life is infinitely uncertain, and God is infinitely complex. Faith doesn't reduce uncertainty, it embraces it. Our relationship with uncertainty is contradictory. We hate negative surprises, yet love positive ones. Many want a puppet God they can control, but a completely predictable world would be unbearably boring. When things went wrong at the Cana wedding, it created the opportunity for Jesus' first miracle. Though we want everything to go according to plan, uncertainty and surprise infuse life with joy. Risk-taking is essential to fulfilling your purpose. The more you're willing to risk, the more impact you can have. Small choices create a butterfly effect that dramatically alters your destiny. Playing it safe isn't prudent. It's actually risky, as no risk equals no reward. MIT meteorologist Edward Lorenz discovered that tiny differences in input create overwhelming differences in output, coining the butterfly effect. This applies to life choices. Small decisions magnify over time with major consequences. Life contains one small step, one giant leap moments that forever change our trajectory. Lion chasers overcome inaction because their fear of missing out exceeds their fear of messing up. Faith isn't eliminating risk, it's embracing it. While action regrets affect us short term, research shows inaction regrets haunt us most over a lifetime. Studies reveal that in an average week, action regrets slightly outweigh inaction regrets, but viewing life as a whole, inaction regrets dominate 84% to 16%. Our deepest regrets are the lions we didn't chase. To defy odds and seize opportunities, you must be willing to look foolish. Our desire to fit in breeds conformity. We hide our uniqueness behind masks, sacrificing originality. Faith requires looking foolish. Noah building an ark in the desert, Sarah buying maternity clothes at 90, David facing Goliath with a slingshot, all seemed ridiculous yet yielded remarkable results. Inside us all is a longing for extraordinary achievement, but fear holds us back. Studies show divergent thinking decreases dramatically with age, from 98% of children scoring as genius between ages 3 and 5 to just 2% of adults over 25. Society systematically suppresses our creative genius. Reclaiming our creativity requires childlike curiosity, playfulness, and fearlessness. Even as king, David danced unreservedly before God, removing his royal robes. God thinks in multiplication, not addition. The Holy Spirit provides holy adrenaline, enabling supernatural accomplishments. Without divine empowerment, we remain average. With it, we achieve the impossible. We're born with a chasing gene. Children naturally chase butterflies. As adults, we still need worthy pursuits. Perhaps it's time to face the lions in your life, those opportunities disguised as problems that could become your defining moment.